We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. Last week, the Eagles making some big moves. Jason Peters, long-term contract. Jason Kelce, long-term contract. Retaining a potential unrestricted free agent, Riley Cooper, long-term contract. Congratulations on all three moves, Howie. I guess I imagine that you set this list of to-dos and you kind of knock them down one by one. How does it work?
No, that's exactly right. You know, I have a sheet in my office that kind of says to-do and extend, sign, and it's nice crossing them off. Crossing off the list, get them off, and we'll keep trying to get that list smaller and smaller as we head towards the draft.
It's interesting. I've long had this theory that players coming off major injuries really struggle the following season, and yet Jason both coming off the big injuries in 2013, played 2012, played great in 2013.
You know what, Dave? It's a great point, because normally what you're doing in the offseason after your major injury is you're rehabbing. So you're not really working on your weaknesses. You're working on your injury. And so the second year back, normally, now you can just do strength and conditioning program. You can work on kind of the finer points of your game. But when you talk about Jason, I got a knock somewhere. I mean, you're talking about elite, rare athletes at both their positions. You know, at the left tackle position, when you talk about Jason Peters, elite explosiveness, you know, length, power, really every trait that you can check off when you talk about a left tackle. And then when you talk at the center position, there's nobody who is more explosive athlete, who runs better, who's tougher, who works more at his game than Jason Kelce. And so those guys have a great determination. They're great leaders for our football teams and really great players in important positions.
When you look around the league, Howie, you see teams really struggle to put together an offensive line. You've been here long enough to put together a couple of offensive lines, and you've turned it over since that 2008 season. Talk about that. If you kind of look back after the 08 run to the NFC Championship game to now, really hasn't been a long period of time of drop-off, really replenishing.
Well, we've talked about this privately, you and I, about that 2008 team and really where we were and kind of being the end of a run right there. And when you looked at it, you had Trey and you had Jamal and you had Nick Cole and you had obviously Runyon there on that team. And all those guys were kind of at the end of their careers and really great players for us. I mean, players who played in five championship games and a Super Bowl. And how do you replace a guy like Trey Thomas? I mean, how do you replace John Runyon? How do you replace all those guys, Jamal, and just kind of what they had? And I think that it was a very important thing because we have to start up front. I mean, it's about protecting the quarterback. It's about getting pressure on the quarterback. That's where it's always going to start for us. And it's kind of been a little piecemeal how we put them together. You know, some guys who've been here.
Interesting, yeah.
But I think we feel very fortunate about the players that we have on our offensive line. Again, it's a position you got to keep replenishing.
Yeah.
You got to keep getting good guys and good players there, and it's hard to do. When you look around the league, there's not a lot of teams that go eight deep on the offensive line. It's hard to find really good offensive linemen in college football and across the league.
So I'm going to be a fan here and ask you this, despite the fact you love the offensive line, that doesn't mean that you're going to ignore it moving forward here.
No, I don't think you can. I don't think that you can go into next year and just say, you know, you hope you're as healthy as last year, but you can't get any healthier than that. So for us, we're sitting around and going, we got to continue to build depth. We got to continue to get good players. We got to continue to build the right way. And so our job has just started this offseason. You know, the first thing about it is if you don't lose guys, if you maintain guys, and then you could add to that, what a beautiful thing that is. And then go out on the free agent market and add on to your base and then go into the draft and draft the best available players. And that's ideally how it works. Now, as time goes on, you know, there's going to be player movement. I mean, there's no doubt about it on our team. When you look at it, that's what happens over the offseason. You probably lose 20% of your roster. But, you know, we have a plan in place, and hopefully we'll be able to execute it.
You called wide receiver a, quote, complicated position a couple of weeks ago. You signed Riley. Is it still characterized as complicated? I mean, I know there's a lot of pieces out there.
Well, it's an ongoing situation when you look at it, and you have to take the whole picture into play. So when I said that, I was really thinking about the guys on our roster, the guys that were in free agency, and the guys in the draft, and trying to fit that whole piece together as you go forward. And the reason it's complicated is because you don't have all the answers at that point. You don't know the value of the free agent market, of what players are going to get on the free agent market. You don't know where guys are going to go in the draft, and you can't count on certain guys in the draft. And so all of that has to come into play. And if you don't have the answers to the questions, it's hard to answer them.
Howie, people look at the offense record-setting performance in 2013, and for some fans it's been, hey, forget about the offense. We need to deal with the D. I know that upstairs that's never the way it works. You must challenge every position. Do you go into this thing saying we're going to challenge every position possible?
No question about it. You know, and obviously there are things that we want to upgrade that are a priority for us to upgrade. And when you look along our team, we're going to try to do that, but it's not always possible to do it. And so we had to continue to build on strengths because that's important in this league. You have to have strengths to build upon and at the same time try to address weaknesses.
What are you balancing on a day-to-day basis? You walk in the building, what are you you're juggling a lot of things.
I'm fortunate in that aspect. You know, we have a lot of good people in this building, and you get a chance to sit down and talk to our trainers every day, and are led by Chris Peduzzi, who's done a phenomenal job in his role here, and talk about the players on our team. Him and his staff came to the combine. They look at every player. They give us a comprehensive medical report. Our team doctor, led by Dr. DeLuca and Dr. Dorsheimer. Then, you know, we have equipment issues, and we got to give a little congratulations to our equipment manager, Greg Delmitros, who just recently got married and is somewhere warm and sunny
while we're here.
And he does a phenomenal
job. Aruba, I believe, for all those Eagles fans in Aruba.
He has a phenomenal job. You know, we got a video IT department that's very important to us. You know, it's trying to get all the right stuff on our coaches' systems and on our scout systems. And then we have a pro and college scouting department along with our cap, you know, that every day that we're meeting as a group, we're talking about players as a group, we're talking about pro players, we're talking about college players, we're talking about where we stand in the cap, where we think contracts are going to go. I mean, this is fun, Dave. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is the time of the year that's
really National Football League, Philadelphia Eagles. What could be more fun? I mean, I'm talking about it. Every single part of that, that's fun. You know, let's build this team. Let's do things the right way. And we got great people. We got great energy in the building.
How would you characterize the cap? Fans want to know what's going to happen. I know you're not going to lay out the plan for us, but how would you characterize the maneuverability you have?
I think that we have good flexibility at the moment, but I feel like my responsibility is also to make sure that we have flexibility going forward. And so never being put in a situation where we have to cut players because of our cap situation. And we have to look at our young players and look a year out and some of the guys that we may target. And we have some tough choices to make here. And I think that's why we've put a value on every player. And we want to keep everyone, you know, I want to get as many good players as possible. I want to get as many good players as possible, and I wish we didn't have to worry about the cap, but we do. And we also are fortunate that we have a couple of draft classes here with good players that we think are continue to grow and be good players, and we think we want to keep them around. And this is a message to them as well. I mean, I think when they walk in the building, we say our philosophy is to try to draft well and extend our own players first. And I think if you're a player who we've drafted in the last couple of years, I mean, the message is clear. Play really well here, and we'd like to reward our own players first.
All right, sounds good. Howie Roseman, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on the work, and a lot coming as we get through free agency and the NFL draft. Howie Roseman in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.